Again, good morning, church family. We gather today on a truly unique Sunday. It is Mothering Sunday, where we celebrate the Mother's Union of Australia and the Nurturing Heart of God. It is also our annual general meeting, a day to look honestly at our stats from the past year. If you have been watching the news this week, your eyes have likely been glued to two very different types of fields. On the sporting field, we saw the legendary Alex Johnston. Alex Johnston, the greatest try scorer in NRL history, making headlines again as the 2026 season kicks into high gear. We watch players like him because they have vision. They have vision. They see a gap in line before anyone else does. But then there is also the second field, the field of conflict. As of today, March 15, Operation Epic Fury has dominated our screens. The joint U.S.-Israel strikes across Iran have created a geopolitical fog of war that feels heavy and binding and blinding. When we see missiles over the Gulf, we ask the same question the disciples of Jesus ask in today's gospel. Who is to blame? Who sinned? Why is this happening? Since we have our AGM today, I thought I'd share a story about a visionary church meeting. A small Anglican parish in the Hunter Valley was holding its AGM. A young, enthusiastic teenager stood up and said, "I think we should buy a chandelier for the sanctuary." An elderly member of the parish who had been on the vestry since the Gorton government stood up and said, "I'm against it for three reasons. First, nobody knows how to spell it, so we can't not order it. Second, nobody knows how to play it if we get it. And thirdly, what we really need in this church is more light." Chandelier. Sometimes we spend so much time debating the fixtures of the church that we forget our primary mission. Our primary mission is to be the light. To be the light. In the gospel this morning, the disciples see a man born blind and immediately turn him into a theological case study. They ask, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" They wanted an answer to their question, why. They wanted a why. They wanted a clear line of blame. But Jesus, again, shifts the focus from the cause to the purpose. From cause to purpose. So Jesus said, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be revealed through him, might be displayed in him." So Jesus performs a miracle that is gritty and literal. He makes mud with spit and dust, reminding us of the creation of Adam. and Jesus tells the man to wash. My dear friends, this is the very core of discipleship. It is moving from being a spectator who judges to being a participant who acts. The disciples wanted to talk, but Jesus wanted to heal. And in the context of our Christian mission, Jesus is showing us that God's glory is not found in a perfect, in a sin-free world. But God's glory is found in the places where His very light breaks through the mud, through the messiness of our reality. Today, as we celebrate also the Mothers Union, founded by Mary Sumner, this movement was born from a vision that mothers and all who nurture are the primary missionaries of the home. To our elders here, you are the mothering force of this parish, Church of the Good Shepherd, that was established when? Since 1955. Like the man's parents in the story, you have carried this church through seasons, through every season, seasons of darkness, seasons of light. But notice the parents of that blind man in our gospel this morning. They were afraid of being cast out for following Jesus. Remember? So true disciples requires us to move past the fear of what the world thinks and stand by the truth of what we have seen. To our teenagers here, you are growing up in a world of epic fury. You see the strikes even on maybe on your TikTok feeds. You feel the anxiety of a world on the brink. And the Mothers Union's motto is Christian care for families worldwide. That is a mission of peace in a time of fury. Like the man born blind, your testimony as a teenager or as an elder doesn't need to be a complex lecture. It just needs to be, I was blind, but now I see hope in Jesus. I don't know, we have sung that song, Amazing Grace, so many times. But this morning while I was singing it in the altar, I was almost teary-eyed. I was blind, but now I see. These past few weeks, my vehicle gave me a headache. The DPF, right, of a diesel vehicle, the filter that catches the soot was black. And that means expensive repair. But I went to my mechanic friend. I was able, in my short time here, I was able to friend a mechanic who is a Filipino. Right. So I brought my, instead of going to the mechanic shop, I brought it to his house after his work. Yeah. That's what we call Filipino connection. Yeah. My mechanic friend told me, don't just look at the filter, look at the intake. And true enough, there was also a crack in the rubber hose. If there's a tiny crack in the rubber hose, the engine will keep making soot and the filter will never stay clean. Our AGM is like that mechanical checkup. We look at the soot, the budget deficits, the declining numbers, and even we look at the global fury. But Jesus tells us to look at the intake. Look at the intake.
Are we as a community breathing in the Holy Spirit? Is our host connected to the Word of God? If our intake is right, our output will eventually clear up. In the 1930s, a housemaid named Gladys Aylward, are you familiar with Gladys Aylward? Was told she was too uneducated to be a missionary. She spent her life savings to take a train across Siberia in a war-torn China during the Second World War. And during the Japanese invasion, she led 100 orphans across mountains to safety. When she was terrified, a child reminded her of the story of Moses and the Red Sea. And Gladys said, "But I am not Moses." And the child replied, "No, but God is still God. God is still God." Operation Epic Fury reminds us that we are not the ones who will bring world peace through our own strength. But like Gladys, our Christian mission is to lead people through the mountains of their own blindness to the safety of Christ. God is still God, even when the whole world is in fury. So, my dear friends, as we head into our AGM, let us look at our reports not with the eyes of a Pharisee looking for a rule to enforce, but let us look at our reports with the eyes of the healed man, the blind healed man, looking for a Savior to worship. To the elders here, thank you so much for your mothering heart. Your wisdom is the lens through which we see our parish history. To the teens here present, your energy is the light through which we see our future. And to our whole parish, let us be a place where the works of God are displayed and revealed. Whether it's Alex Johnston scoring a try, or whether it's a Mother's Union member praying for a broken family, we are all part of God's vision for this world. Today, we celebrate the ultimate win, that even in the mud, even in the fury, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen.